AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three children and three adults were shot and killed today at a school in Nashville, Tennessee. Police say the suspect is dead as well. More from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
There are images of students in their parochial school uniforms being let out hand in hand by police. The Covenant School has about 200 students, grades pre-K through 6th. Metro Nashville police say the gunman is dead after a firefight with officers. A local reporter's mother-in-law works at the school and said she had gone outside for a break. When she came back in, she heard the gunfire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police say the female suspect in Nashville was likely a teenager and died in a confrontation with officers. She had two assault-type rifles and a pistol. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a delay in his judicial overhaul plan. He says he wants to give time to seek a compromise over the contentious package with his political opponents. Netanyahu made the announcement after 2 days of large protest in Israel against that plan. The UN's atomic energy chief has warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky the perilous situation at Europe's largest nuclear plant in Ukraine isn't getting any better. The grand jury in Manhattan investigating former President Donald Trump over hush money payments is due back in court to hear evidence related to the case. But it remains unclear when the panel might be asked to vote on whether to return an indictment. The grand jury has not heard testimony in the Trump investigation since last Monday, when a witness favorable to the ex-president appeared before the panel. The grand jury did not meet at all last Wednesday, one of the days when it ordinarily convenes, and heard other matters Thursday. An investigation by the AP found China and its U.S.-based advocates spent years building relationships with Utah's officials and lawmakers. Those efforts have paid dividends at home and abroad, according to the AP investigation. This is AP News. In Mississippi and Georgia, people are digging out after severe weather.
At least 25 people were killed in Friday's Mississippi storms, where that EF4 tornado stretched for 59 miles, according to meteorologists. Volunteers like Jared Coons on the ground helping residents left homeless.
Houses, homes, everything I can see is in some state of destruction.
Now the Southern Plains and Midwest bracing for more severe storms Thursday and Friday, says National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer.
This kind of setup could produce severe storms capable of large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes.
Geyer says we're getting into prime season for tornadoes. I'm Julie Walker.
An environmental group filed a lawsuit accusing the government of failing to protect 12 endangered coral species across the Caribbean and the Pacific. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.